The U.S. Supreme Court's decision on Arizona's immigration law has Arizona and opponents of its controversial law claiming victory. The High Court struck down most of the law, but did uphold a key provision requiring police to check the immigration status of people that they've stopped. Joining us live this morning, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and host of John King USA. John, does this really settle anything, or still are there issues remain to be decided?
Gentlemen, good morning. I think it did leave a lot to be decided. It did say that, you know, some of the provisions, the three provisions that were thrown out, the court said those were pretty clear, a state trying to police immigration law, federal immigration law, and that's the federal responsibility. You can't do that. But it did say they could leave in place this idea that if they pull somebody over for a traffic stop, they have reason to believe the person's an illegal immigrant, they can ask for papers. That's the show me your papers provision. But the court was even skeptical about that. Justice Kennedy in his decision said, we can't rule on this until you actually do it. We have to see whether you can do this in a way that does not violate the civil rights of the people you're demanding the papers from. So guess what? A year from now, this will be back in the courts without a doubt. But that's after the election. The question in the meantime is, you know, does it help anybody politically? And most people think this could be a plus for President Obama, who can still go to the Latino community and say, that provision is something you don't like. Governor Romney supports it. I don't.
And the question is, where does the line get drawn between the states and the federal government? Justice Scalia, obviously one of the most conservative members of the court, did make an interesting point saying that essentially the states are at the whim of the executive when he decides what laws to enforce and what not to, as was President Obama's recent choice to not enforce the laws as stringently as he was doing before.
That is a dissent worth reading. If you like politics and you like the law, you want to read that one, because Justice Scalia was not only criticizing the president about Arizona, criticizing that, as you mentioned, the much more recent decision about the executive action that says younger illegal immigrants will not only not be deported, but they can apply for work papers. Justice Scalia essentially saying, you know, that look, the federal government can't say Arizona is doing this just for political reasons. Arizona is doing it just for selfish reasons, because he made the case, and I think even a lot of Democrats would agree, the federal government has failed in its responsibilities in recent years. Now, there's a big argument over why it has failed. President Bush tried, President Obama tried early on in his term, but then backed off when he had a Democratic Congress because the Republicans were going to filibuster in the Senate. Did he make a real hard push for compromise? Probably not. You can make that case. But did Republicans extend their hands? No, they didn't. And so they're going to argue this one out. I thought Justice Scalia's dissent was proof that while we say the court is not political, sometimes it is.
You mentioned the possibility of future claims and future lawsuits. There are other states besides Arizona that have similar laws or are even working on similar laws that may now be fine-tuned. But it seemed like the court did invite lawsuits based on racial profiling claims.
And the Justice Department last night, gentlemen, set up a hotline. There's no doubt there's still a lot of mistrust between the Obama administration and the state of Arizona. And as you mentioned, at least five other states have very similar provisions, the show me your papers provisions. And so Justice Kennedy essentially said, we can't rule on this because we haven't seen it in practice. Well, now we're going to get to see it in practice. Arizona will start implementing this today. Those other states now have a green light from the Supreme Court to implement those provisions and to enact them. And guess what? Somebody will sue, whether they sue by calling the Justice Department hotline or whether they sue by joining in with some Latino organization or as an individual, whether it be in Arizona or Alabama or Utah or somewhere else. So this will make its way back up through the courts. There's no question about it. That takes time, however. So I suspect we're going to have an election and learn a little bit about the potential political impact before we revisit the legal issues.
John King, CNN chief national correspondent and host of John King USA. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.